Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
10 short poems about food.
Author unknown. I surely never hoped to view a steak as luscious as a stew. The latter is the tasty goal of elements in perfect whole, a mad assemblage of legumes, exuding warm ambrosial fumes. Each seasoning of proper length, proving in union their strength. A steak is grander, it is true, yet needs no special skill to brew. It is an art, a stew to make, but anyone can broil a steak.
A Drinking Song by William Butler Yeats. Wine comes in at the mouth, and love comes in at the eye. That's all we shall know for truth before we grow old and die. I lift the glass to my mouth, I look at, and I sigh.
On a Slope of Orchard by Alfred Lord Tennyson. There, on a slope of orchard, Francis laid a damask napkin wrought with horse and hound, brought out a dusky loaf that smelt of home, and cut down a pasty costly made, where quail and pigeon, lark and leveret lay, like fossils of the rock, with golden yolks embedded and engellied.
A Recipe for Salad by Sydney Smith. To make this condiment, your poet begs the pounded yellow of 2 hard-boiled eggs, 2 boiled potatoes passed through kitchen sieve, smoothness and softness to the salad give. Let onion atoms lurk within the bowl, and, half suspected, animate the whole. Of mordant mustard add a single spoon, distrust the condiment that bites so soon. But deem it not, thou man of herbs, a fault to add a double quantity of salt. 4 times the spoon with oil from Lucca brown, and 2 with vinegar procured from town. And lastly, o'er the flavoured compound toss a magic soupçon of anchovy sauce. O green and glorious, O herbaceous treat! 'Twould tempt the dying anchorite to eat. Back to the world he'd turn his fleeting soul and plunge his fingers in the salad bowl. Serenely full, the epicure would say, "Fate cannot harm me. I have dined today."
The Song of Right and Wrong by G.K. Chesterton. Feast on wine or fast on water, and your honour shall stand sure. If an angel out of heaven brings you something else to drink, thank him for his kind attentions. Go and pour it down the sink.
From Don Juan by Lord Byron. But man is a carnivorous production, and must have meals at least once a day. He cannot live like woodcocks upon suction, but like the shark and tiger must have prey.
Roast Beef of Old England by Henry Fielding. When mighty roast beef was the Englishman's food, it ennobled our hearts and enriched our blood. Our soldiers were brave and our courtiers were good. Oh, the roast beef of England and Old England's roast beef.
Rice Pudding by A.A. Milne.
What is the matter with Mary Jane? She's perfectly well, and she hasn't a pain, and it's lovely rice pudding for dinner again. What is the matter with Mary Jane?
From a translation of Marshall's Xenia 18 by Jonathan Swift. This is every cook's opinion, no savoury dish without an onion, but lest your kissing should be spoiled, your onions must be fully boiled.
On China Blue by Sir Stephen Gaisley. On China Blue my lobster red precedes my cutlet brown, with which my salad green is sped by yellow Chablis down, Lord, if good living be no sin but innocent delight, O polarise these hues within to one eupeptic white.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.